Go to Psalm 138:2. Psalm 138:2. I thought of this verse coming to church tonight. I have other verses that show what I want to talk about tonight, principles in loving the Word of God more. And we sang songs about the Word of God tonight. But Psalm 138, I think maybe you know this, maybe you don't, but there's something that's magnified above the name of Jesus. You wouldn't think about people just cursing the name of Jesus, although in our day and age, people do curse the name of Jesus, don't they?
Yeah.
Take the name of the Lord in vain. But look at Psalm 138:2. The Bible says, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast what?
Magnified
thy word above all thy name. You know, his name is precious. It's powerful. His name is above every name. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let's pray and then we'll look at some scriptures. Father, thank you again for tonight that we can come and open thy word. And I pray that I would encourage the dear folks here tonight and help them. I want to be a help, Lord. You know that. But I can't speak to hearts, Lord. Only you can do it. And so, Lord, I pray you do it again and bless our church. Be with those who are sick and traveling, can't be here for whatever reason. And we just thank you for your great love, loving us first. And, Lord, giving us great salvation, that gift of eternal life, that great salvation. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Okay, I invite your attention over to Romans. Romans chapter 10. And I want to look at verse 17. One reason we should, just magnify His Word and be so thankful and blessed when we're in the Word of God, and we should love the Word of God more and more. One reason is because if we hadn't heard the Word of God, folks, we wouldn't even be saved today.
Right. Yep.
I mean, think of it. Someone cared enough about you. Say, come on in, brother. God bless you. To share with you or tell you the story of Jesus. And maybe it was printed page. Maybe it was like we witnessed to a man today, David and I. He came out to look at something and got on the subject of Jesus. Amen. You know what I appreciate about this man? And I want to pray for him. I've got him on my list tonight. Philip was his name. He said, just right out of the gate, looked me right in the eye and said, I'm not saved. I haven't received you. I know about Jesus, but I haven't received Jesus. And he says, religion has let me down, you know. And I said, well, we preach against religion around here. We preach about Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and He wants to have a relationship. But he really didn't know. He said, well, there's all these different religions out there, so how do you know which is right? And I said, well, it's the Word of God. It's the absolute authority. It's our fixed point of reference. It's, you know, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, right? And so we had a good witness. He didn't accept Christ, but I think there's a lot of seeds planted. And we're praying that Philip gets saved. But in verse 17, Romans chapter 10, are you there? Say amen.
Amen.
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I'm thankful for that day. You've heard my testimony many times. Now go to 2 Timothy 3. We'll be going verse by verse and expositional, if you will, this Sunday, but in the AM and Sunday night, but 2 Timothy 3:15 through 17, actually. In 15, 2 Timothy 3:15, are you there? And that from a child thou hast known the what? And they're still holy, by the way, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. Now, there's another principle, you know, they're able to make you wise, and We need to be in the Word of God every single day and seeking the Lord, because it'll make you more wise. And then, of course, wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. I mean, we learn everything we need to learn about Jesus Christ, about God, the Holy Spirit, about salvation, about heaven, hell. We learn it all. The foundation, we learn it all right out of this book. And without the book, we don't know. Those doctrines, right? Those biblical teachings, those foundations. But he says, verse 16, we're in 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture, A-double-L. All Scripture is given. Do you realize tonight, I think sometimes we tend to forget that it was directly given by God. It wasn't given to us by man. Now, man penned it down, but man didn't give it to us. Man did not inspire it, right? The word inspired means God breathed. But God directly gave it to us. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. What's that word mean? It's useful. It's advantageous. So it's profitable for doctrine. It teaches us what is right. Those biblical pillars, those foundations that we have in the Word of God. For reproof, that's when we're reproved, that means that it's helping us out, not just to build us up, but yes, to straighten us out, right? And for correction, we need that. We need correction. And for instruction in righteousness, we need to know what we need to be doing, what we don't need to be doing, and that's all found in the Blessed Bible, that the man of God may be perfect. I think it's dealing with spiritual maturity here. Maturity in the believer, because none of us are perfect now until we get to heaven, right? We're forgiven. It's good that the man of God may be perfect throughly. Now, sometimes I get that word mixed up with thoroughly. But it is throughly. Now, some of the other versions out there, they mix it up. I'm thankful for the King James Bible. Amen. And you can write it down. This is the one that's preserved. This is the one that's inspired. This is the one that's kept. And it's the one that's pure. Amen. It's one great grandma had for me. And it's... It's holy. It's a holy Bible. And so, throughly puts the emphasis, one preacher said, throughly puts the emphasis on the Bible. Because the context is the Bible. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's that the man of God may be throughly furnished from start to beginning. The Bible is perfect from cover to cover. Not thoroughly, not that the man of God would be thoroughly. You spell thoroughly, thoroughly. So there's 10 letters in thoroughly, and there's 9 letters in throughly. And so the emphasis is not on the man so much, but on the Word of God. Now I tell you, when you have this Bible in you, it's in you and a part of you from cover to cover. You'll be helped. Amen. It'll be a help to you. So, furnished unto all good works. Now go to Joshua chapter 8. Joshua chapter 8. I was reading in this just yesterday in my devotion, and then I said, you know what, I want to give that to the people. So we do have an absolute authority. We should not be led with our conscience. Let your conscience be your guide. Have you ever heard that? Why? Why is that? Because your conscience will mix you up and let you down, won't it? We should not govern our lives by feelings. Amen? Amen? Why? Because they change like the wind, don't they? But the Lord said, thy word is settled in heaven forever. And so it is our absolute authority. We shouldn't let the church govern our lives. We should let the Word of God and the Lord be our final authority. Okay, Joshua 8, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Joshua, they had conquered Jericho. Remember how they marched around the walls 7 times and they shouted and the walls fell what? Flat. Okay, after that, they went up against Ai and they lost the battle. Why? Because there was sin in the camp. Achan, you remember Achan? He stole the Babylonian garment and hid it in the ground. And because of one man's sin, they couldn't destroy Ai. And so they had to get right. They did. They got right and obeyed the Lord, obeyed the commandments of the Lord. And that word Ai, that's kind of scary to me. Isn't there that new technology called AI?
Yeah.
Well, see, I go at 10:45 tomorrow to get my hearing aids at the veterans, the VA, and they've got AI in my hearing aids. The woman told me that. So does that mean they're going to be speaking to me and stuff in there? They're going to be saying things? It could be. I don't know. So beware of that if I say something. Okay. In Joshua chapter 8, we'll pick it up. In verse 30, then Joshua built an altar unto the Lord God of Israel in Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded the children of Israel, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stones over which no man hath lift up any iron. And they offered thereon burnt offerings unto the Lord and sacrificed peace offerings. And he wrote thereupon the stones a copy of the law of Moses, which he wrote in the presence of the children of Israel. And all Israel and their elders and officers and their judges stood on this side of the ark and on that side before the priest of the Levites, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, as well the stranger as he that was born among them, half of them over against Mount Gerizim and half of them over against Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded before that they should bless the people of Israel. And afterward, he read what? A-double-L, the words of the law. The blessings and what? Cursings. According to all that is written, there it is again, in the book of the law, there was not a word of what? All that Moses commanded, which Joshua read not before what? All the congregation of Israel, I think the Lord wants us to get it, with the women and the little ones and the strangers that were conversant, like Mark Lawler. Little Mark. He comes up to me every time, Sunday morning, he comes up and grabs my leg. You know, he's about that tall. I don't know how old Mark is, but I can say this. He is very conversant. He's 5 years old. I love being around him. You know what? He can hear the preaching. He can hear Junior. He can learn from the Bible, can't he?
Amen.
And there's others like that, little ones, that need to hear the blessed old Bible. And I'm thankful for that. They were conversant among them. Now go to back up a little bit to Joshua chapter 1, verse 6 through 8. Joshua chapter 1, verse 6 through 8. You see, that law I read this morning, it's a schoolmaster that brings us to God. Remember when God gave Moses those commandments? It was written with the very finger of God. You remember that? Written in stone. Now, in verse 6 of chapter 1, be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do, which is really the subject of this passage. Observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all, there it is again, that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. You know what I want for all of us, church? Not so much prosperous financially or in materialism and things like that, but I want our church to be prosperous in spiritual things, in the things of God, in your family, in your life, in this sojourn, till we all get together in heaven. And so that thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Let's go to Isaiah 55. Some of you know where I'm going. Isaiah 55. My wife told me the other day, there's some passages that are harder than others, and she struggles with going through numbers. Some of the genealogies, you know, and those names, those long names, we can't pronounce them. We can't spell them. But you know, God put those in there for a reason, didn't He? And He inspired that. He directly gave that to us. It's basically God's voice speaking to our hearts in the Scriptures. And so in Isaiah 55, you're there, sounds like, verse 8, for my thoughts are not, what? Your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I'm thankful for that, that we serve a sovereign God, an almighty God, an omniscient God who knows everything. An omnipotent God who is all-powerful, and an omnipresent God who can be anywhere He wants to be. I don't think God is in every tree you see, but if God wanted to be, He could. He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. But this is what I want you to see. Verse 10, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth bud. By the way, you cannot improve on God. God's water is better than any other water that comes out of the tap, okay? Now, if it's coming out of the ground on a well, you know, God put it down there. But when I planted, how long ago was it? I have two pots that we put soil in, and I planted seeds. My soul, it must have been 6 months ago. And we both said, those seeds are dead. Throw all the other packs of seeds out. They just got too hot or whatever. They're dried up. They're no good. And then God sent that good rain a week or so ago. And now they're sprouting everywhere. Took them 6 months. But see, God's water, the water of the Word, can make it sprout, make it grow. Oh, His water is good water. And it says here, it, but watereth the earth, 10, the last part of verse 10, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me what? That word means empty. Nothingness. You have a promise of Almighty God here. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. It's like that word that was given by Ezekiel, the valley of dry bones. God said it. Man, those bones lived, didn't they? They came up. So Joy and Mark, getting ready. Thank God for all those who help out and in different areas of the church, but they volunteered. I didn't cram it down their throat. I didn't even ask them. I made the announcement, but they want to help out and take that ministry on a junior church. Well, you know what? Give them the Word of God, because it'll never go void. It'll never be nothing. And, you know, probably going to be a lot of help needed in there. That's a ministry, Cisco, as you know, and I think you're doing junior church this week, and I appreciate that, but it's a ministry that's sometimes you don't see all the rewards. Sometimes you do. But we have to do it for God's glory. And everything we do, hey, it's you too, folks. That shoe fits you. The Bible says, where it's in Corinthians, whether therefore we eat or drink or whatsoever we do, do it all to the glory of God. When you preach, if people don't flock down and get saved, I'll be right back, Lord. I'll be right back the next time, but it's for your glory. I'm here for your glory. Every time you teach a class, every time you give, every time you sit on these pews or whatever, and you try to be a help, it will not return void. But the Word of God, it shall not return void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It may not accomplish what we please, but it'll accomplish what God pleases, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. Now go to Acts 17. I'm almost done. Acts 17. We talked about this in Sunday school last week. Acts 17, verse 10, please. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more what? Than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all what? Readiness of mind, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. In verse 10 through 13. I think this will be the last verse, passage. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10 through 13. Ye are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe. And as ye know, how we exhorted, is that where you're at? Are you seeing it? How we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father doth his children, that ye would walk what? Worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye receive the what? Word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men. If you're coming to hear from a man, you're going to be disappointed. Amen. You won't be blessed. But if you're coming to hear this blessed book, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. So I just wanted to give you these principles. This will help you. This will help me as we live in this world down here. We're in the world, church, but we're not to be of the world. And so love the Word of God more. How do you love the Word of God more? Well, spend time with it. When you guys go hunting and camping, some of you go camping. I know some of you go camping. You ever heard of these things called headlamps? How many of you men have a headlamp? I can't even get my garbage out without a headlamp. I can't see, but a headlamp. Go in your tent, get ready, and have your Bible, open your Bible, and turn on your headlamp and read the Bible before you go to bed. Hey, if you go in the military, some of you may go in the military, have the Word of God on you. They used to give out a little green military Bible. I got one of those when I went in. But, you know, read it. Study it. Love it. hear it. When you come to church, I'm coming to hear from the Word of God. I'm coming to see something new I've never seen before, or hear something. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So let's have the invitation. Come on up.